Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an austere drama called Ain't Them Bodies Saints.
And it was all taking place in Texas. You know, Russ, this film affected me the way listening to a folk ballad affects me.
Mm-hmm.
In motion. It was like a visual folk ballad.
Yeah, this is a mood piece as opposed to being, you know, a plot-driven movie. Mm-hmm. It's a story about a young man who goes to jail for some crimes that aren't fully explained. He escapes from jail and tries to get back to his wife. It's a very deliberately paced, to say the least, movie that will affect you only if you buy into the characters. So this is sort of a character study along the lines of something like we might see from a filmmaker like Terrence Malick.
It's a tale of star-crossed lovers, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I thought of Bonnie and Clyde, but I thought Bonnie and Clyde did it better than this one did.
Yes.
The characters, I think, might have been more engaging if I had known, if the viewer had known more about their connection prior to the beginning of the film.
Right. It kind of just drops you into the middle of the story and you're left on your own. But I think that what saves this movie is the acting. Casey Affleck plays the boy and Rooney Mara the girl, and they have committed a crime together, but he protects her. He goes to jail and then tries to figure out how to get back to her.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I thought that the visuals were stunning, the quiet sounds of a rural area in some past period.
Mm-hmm.
But at times it was tedious to me.
Yeah, it's very slow moving. You have to be a very patient viewer for a movie like this.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.